Going back to the classification of insects, remember that they're in the phylum Arthropoda, meaning they have an exoskeleton. Exoskeletons are great for several reasons, but they do present a problem that those with internal skeletons don't have to deal with. People grow pretty unimpeded by our skeletal system. Insects, on the other hand, have a formidable obstacle. In order to grow, insects must break free from their exoskeleton, constraining their size, and molt. Molting is a pretty intense process, which the current exoskeleton, or cuticle, must be broken and cast off so a new, larger one can take its place. The way insects grow, molt, is referred to as stadial growth. If you can imagine a flight of steps, you get the basic principle. The vertical part of the step is growing. Reaching the plateau is a point at which growth can't continue until molting is finished. During the process of molting, or ecdysis, insects take in air or water to puff themselves up and break free. Once the old exoskeleton, or exuvia, has been removed, the insect will remain in an immobile or fairly immobile state while their new, larger exoskeleton hardens. Newly molted insects are white and must undergo a process called tanning, which can take several minutes to a couple hours. As a new cuticle darkens, it is hardening at the same time. The Australian cockroach pictured here is somewhere in the middle of that tanning stage. The cuticle covers more than just the visible exterior of insects. It even includes part of the digestive system. As such, the contents of the gut are lost during molting, and many insects will consume their cast exoskeleton to retain nutrients.